Mr. President?
No, hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Henry.
Did you want this evening a memo on the items that need solution, or should I have it in the morning for you?
Have it in the morning. There's no... I took him over here and took him out and got a little shot of Russian vodka, and we looked at the hills, and he is, you know, he's pretty unbelievable. You know, I'm not easily taken in. I don't think I am, but I really think this guy does believe in this friendship, Bill. What do you think?
Well, he's emotional.
He's a very emotional man, but he told me about the time that he talked with you about, you know, they're running for a third term, and he says, look, he says, I'm a friend. He says, we must understand this, and I'm a friend in bad times as good times, and we've got a great opportunity, and
well,
we haven't many years left, you know. He was really, you know, and I'm not taken in about it, but I must say for the first time I thought maybe there was something to all this business.
No,
you told me that, huh?
There's no doubt that he has tremendous attitude.
possible. Well, that's fine, but nevertheless, the point that I make, the point that I make about all this is that, my God, I realized how Watergate paled into insignificance.
Watergate, it's nothing to him. It doesn't mean a goddamn thing.
No, he is utterly, he didn't raise it, of course, but the point is, he was only talking about the future and how we work together. Good God, these clowns are talking about this miserable little hanky-panky, and they know it, Henry. That's what burns my tail.
They know it, and the reason they're so mad is because they know this week, I think the combination of what you are doing this week, in which every American can see every day, you working for peace. And then it turns out that Dean is a thief on top of everything else.
He is a damn thief. That's right.
So
I don't know whether they can. I don't know whether he's got a clever little story got up that he put an IOU in the safe and all that crap.
Mr. President, if money is entrusted to you, any bank teller could get away scot-free by saying he's put an IOU into his till. That's
right.
Still
no, he's a thief. That'll hurt him. That's what Bizarre thinks, I know, doesn't he?
Well, Bizarre called me, and he thinks by next week he'll be totally discredited.
Well, he'll give us a rough time, but we'll survive it. But the main thing is, Henry, we've got to survive it. Good God, who the hell else can talk to Kreshniff? I'm not cocky, but good God, I looked at that nice little Hubert Humphrey today. Kreshniff would make mincemeat of him,
Not a chance, Mr. President. Not to speak of the fact that you